Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and this is Take Two Radio Soaps and Review. I'm David, your acting host, and with me I have my two wonderful assistants with me, Miss Lisa Booth. How are you, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Thank you very much. And we have Miss Tamara. How are you doing, ma'am? Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better. I sound a little, have a little bit of a raspy voice here, but I'm feeling better. Thank you, David. How are you?
I'm so far, so good. It's chilly out. I had plans. I have one plan to do, and I wanted to dedicate tonight's show to a very special young man from the soap world. I'm sure you all know who he is. It's Eddie Alderson. And if you have read up, he is in, he is in treatments for Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes, I sent my prayers to the family. I heard about it. It's horrible to hear, but he's a strong boy and he has a strong family. So, I'm very hopeful for him.
He's such a very friendly man. I remember we had an interview with him, not on this show, but I think on a previous show that Pam was on. This is right after it got off the air, right after the show got off the air. And he's very high-spirited, and he loves his fans. But right now, hopefully all his fans are praying for him.
Absolutely.
So, to start off, Tam, you're going to be our timekeeper?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. Barring that we don't get anybody calling in, give or take 20 to 25 minutes a show.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start off with B&B. What do we got for us? Do we have some motion moving in one direction? Is Steffi softening up?
I hope so. I think this week's just been a lot of the same just discussion over about whether or not she's going to go ahead and take the job and whether it's a good decision or not. I think she should do it.
I think she should take it to despite whoever offered it to her.
Right.
So we see a little bit of Liam coming out of the dark, and he's revolting. And he's just worried about Steffi because he's reacting on his own issues with Quinn. And he understands how much the position is important to her. He knows she can do it. It's just who's presenting it. and he doesn't trust who's presenting it.
Right.
So what else looks good? Quinn seems to be keeping her promise.
Yes, she does. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, and so far, does she have anything to worry about with Katie, you think?
I don't think she does, but I think that she's going to create it.
You think that she's going to fall on? You think she's going to fall on her own?
Yes, I think Quinn is going to create drama where there is none. I think her insecurities with Katie, I think Quinn can be her own worst enemy, and especially when she feels threatened. And I think she's going to feel like Katie is going after her man, even though Katie isn't.
Yeah, even... Do you think she even has an inkling that she'd like to?
That Katie would like to?
You think Katie's even thinking about it?
No.
So she, Quinn could actually...
I don't get that impression. Do you think that she is?
I don't know. And by herself, and I would like to hope that she isn't, because she's just coming off a divorce.
Yes.
And I don't really think it's entering her mind, but you know, Eric can be captivating to just about any woman. And that could probably, you know, send her. That could probably send Quinn into orbit, but I like it that, you know, she's keeping, Quinn is like, what do they say in the Navy? Keeping a steady course? And acting in Eric's best interest.
Yes.
And we know that Sir Ridge isn't liking the choices that Eric just made. I see Ridge as maybe ungrateful, spoiled, and just because he's back with Brooke. He thinks maybe his father will appreciate him more. And Eric's lost faith in him.
For Rich to be the oldest son, he sure is acting like a big child.
He is. He's spoiled to the core, and we know where that comes from. God bless her heart.
Yes.
And he didn't even give it to Rick either. I think Eric is very hurt, and it might take him a while to get over it, but he's found a way to work himself over to Steffi. I think that sort of like takes him out of play, so to speak. And Steffi's like probably more or less the lesser of two evils, if you count Ridge and Rick, the other two. So she's probably the one that could probably pull the family together. And what do you have? You got more for me? What would you like to tackle? You got an issue?
excuse me. Sorry, I was trying not to cough. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I think that this bridge and getting engaged, and she's engaged to one, and the next day she's engaged to the other guy. I mean, it's just silliness. It's just... You know, they act like they're teenagers, you know?
They do. And, of course, this is the first time these two have been paired romantically. I mean, with Torsten as Ridge. So, it'd be interesting to see how the two of them make their chemistry. I don't imagine that Bill is going to take Elaine down. I think Bill's still going to be on the case.
Yeah, I think so too. He doesn't like to lose, and to him, this is a battle that he's lost, and he's going to fight for, you know, to win this war.
He is, and you know, it really, although it can prove to make great drama, a war is really unnecessary. You just create your own.
Yes.
Because Eric's in no mood for a war.
No, that's the last thing he needs right now, mentally and physically. He's not up for much of anything right now.
Nope, just enjoying partial retirement and enjoying life. He's got to take it easy, and he's not up for the drama. And
right.
He wants to stay as far from it as possible.
Quinn was comforting him today because he was getting so upset.
Yeah, she was. She seems to be doing, playing it well. And either she's sincere or she's really keeping it under the vest. I can imagine her, you know, trying to bite a bullet while trying to stay nice and all that. So the other one, how do you feel? Are you more Brooke and Ridge, or are you more Bill and Ridge? Bill and Brooke.
I'm more Ridge. I'm more for her with Ridge.
And after all of that happened with Katie and Bill, with her in it.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Are you thinking the same thing I am? That maybe she can get her sister back?
Right.
Does she, if she's truly happy, you think she's truly happy with him? We know that Ridge and Brooke have been together and they've never been romantic in about a couple of years.
Right.
Can they reignite that flame?
Yeah, I don't know. It, probably because, you know, I think, you know, they're so, obviously the cast is so short.
So, yeah, I know, it's hard, isn't it?
Yes.
It's hard when it's 30 minutes. So if we go on briefly before we go on, how about Nicole? I think Nicole did the right thing. It's best to let him go. It was best to let Zenday go because, I mean, she can't trust him. She can't trust Zenday. I mean, what happens if she does something he doesn't like again? Is he going to go off with the next available woman?
Right. I anticipate that the next adventure will be someone's pregnant and it's not Nicole.
Yeah. To me, I don't think that Zenday and Sasha actually slept together.
I didn't think she did either.
I think she just crawled into bed knowing that she was coming.
Right. And I think that's what I think, but I've seen so many people comment that they think that they really did.
I don't know. See, I go back and forth. It's left up to viewer imagination. And the thing is, they got to, I don't know, they, it's left up to viewer imagination. And, and then what he thinks, I don't know. I mean, they weren't. Were they drunk? I don't think they were drunk.
I think Zenday was intoxicated. You know, I don't think he was, what I would describe as, as drunk. But
that case works itself out. Okay, so how are we on time, Tam?
We're doing pretty good.
Okay, why don't we hit Y&R?
Okay.
You ready? Okay. I'm going to go back. Sally Sussman's material began yesterday. And if you notice, and let's see. Oh, wait, we have a caller. Let's see who we got. Hello, this is Take Two Radio Soap and Review. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Margaret. I haven't called you guys in a while. Just thought I'd call so I could grab about GH.
Okay, Margaret. We can go for GH for a while. Hold that thought, Tim, about Young and the Restless. We got Margaret.
Okay.
Margaret,
okay, well, actually,
what's ailing you? Lisa, you can step in.
Oh, gee, do you want a list? The Liz
yeah.
and Freak show is getting totally ridiculous. I mean, I can't even watch anymore. There is just no sense in having four sexual predators in our face all the time. It's absolutely just uncalled for. And Jake and Susie, because I absolutely refuse to call them Sam and Jason. What's with the no kiss on the lips? Absolutely no chemistry, nothing. I mean, they are so boring.
Lisa?
I agree. I'm sorry. I'm so bored with PH right now. I haven't really watched all of this week's episodes, and I had to watch Monday and Tuesdays right before the show because I needed to, you know, at least be up to that point. I'm just, I don't know. I'm losing this completely. So, the message with Carly and Sunny, the Keystone Cops can't solve a riddle. You know, it's like.
Oh, don't forget, nail needs to be planted in the Pine Barrens.
You know, it just, I don't understand how they can mess this writing up so bad that I don't know.
And how they get nominated for any awards. I mean, come on.
Who didn't get nominated?
I said, I don't see how they even got nominated for a Writers Guild Award.
You know, I don't even know what the nominations were because I didn't even look at that. That's how disinterested I am. That I love our actors, and I really should be supporting them 100%. But I'm just so disinterested right now.
Well, the problem is the only possible story that they could be nominated for would have to be the bipolar storyline, and we all know that was more Maurice and Brian than it was anything to do with Jelly at all.
Right, right.
Yes, they wrote their own dialogue.
Yeah, that was
exactly.
A great storyline, too. It was, you know, it's gone now. It's like they didn't even get to, it's like job storylines everywhere. I can't count how many there are.
It's ridiculous. I mean, how anybody could think that this show is any good, I just don't know, because I'm telling you, I just can't stomach it anymore.
Well, it is, you know, what it is for, I don't even know what to say, because I can't watch it. I don't, there's nothing appealing to it right now. And it's Christmas.
No, there's not.
So it should be, you know, cheerful and happy and, you've got the rapist that's out, and then you've got the other. Listen, you're never going to be James Franco in my eyes. And now that Prospect Park has, you know, lost rights and ABC has them back, I wish they would have Roger's position and get Franco out of the picture. I mean, I don't want Roger then. I just want Franco.
Well, I know I remember at one point somebody told us from a so-called insider that Jelly was supposed to be J-Sam fans. Well, honey, I would honest to God like to know where they're J-Sam fans because you never see them. And when you see them, they're not together.
And even when they are together, it's very short little scenes. And it's, you know, it's just, okay, I got to go. Bye.
Yeah, and it's exactly like it was when Jake was with Liz, and the same kind of kisses and the same kind of touches, and it's just an exact repeat of that. And all these Killy fans, oh, it's so cute. And I'm like, oh, gag me, please.
Yeah, I don't see the connection. Where's their child? Like, how come we never see them at all,
exactly.
Ever?
Exactly. It's just
stupid. You mean little Jake?
No, not Jake.
We don't see little Jake?
No, you see Jake more than anybody.
Well, we've been seeing Charlotte more than anybody right now. I mean, you know, I think it's like, okay, well, we have budget for one.
Yeah, and I don't get why the budget can let one child be on all the time. But the child that most of us are invested in is JC and fans you never see.
Well, you can give one child one day and then let us see another child.
Yeah.
And, you know, but like, bring them out.
And I think their latest excuse was that TK was tied up doing something, and that's why we don't see Danny now. Well, that don't cover why we didn't see Danny all summer.
Yeah, I mean, we just
last time, when was the last time we saw Danny?
Somewhere around Thanksgiving.
About Thanksgiving?
But they didn't. How curious is that? Sam went to her mom's, and supposedly Jason and Danny stayed home to watch the game. I never knew Jason was into football. First of all, has he ever been into football?
Jason has never been into football until Billy started playing him, and then all of a sudden Max and Milo got Jason into football. Just like Jason was never into poker night until Frank came on and they decided they was going to mess with Sam and Jason, and Jason ended up playing poker with Max and all of them.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, it's just. With
the Quartermans on Thanksgiving, I've never seen them not with the Quartermans on Thanksgiving.
These people have no idea what even paying attention to GH history is about.
Well, that's
none
it.
Of them,
I think,
and I mean that includes Frank, because none of them do. And I'm on the radio. I mean they stomp all over history. I don't get that.
Yeah, I would have loved to see the whole family together at the quarter meeting now and the pizza and everybody there.
Yeah.
Stand everybody. Not, you know, I mean, let's.
You would think, but no, we don't get them together. But we got Jake and Liz and her together all the time. So I don't get what the difference is as to why that when they were together, we always had them. And now that they're not together, we don't see Jason and Sam together. We don't have Danny with them or nothing. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. But, you know, I don't know what direction they're trying to take it in. It's just not a direction that I'm happy with. There are fans that are happy, and I'm grateful that, you know, the show is going to continue because they're getting some ratings. From what I see, they're getting ratings. I don't understand it, but they are.
I don't understand how they're getting ratings at all. Because a lot of us have completely stopped watching.
Yeah, but I don't want it to go away because I want to be able to go back to it just in case they change what they're doing. And hopefully they're
listening.
Yeah,
you don't want to stop. You don't want to stop altogether because then.
Listen, it's always going
to
be, I'll have a DVR.
Yeah,
I'm always going to have a DVR. I'm going to, you know, and I'll go and I'll watch episodes. But I'm not going to. You know, I'm not going to stop watching it because it's a part of my life.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would be the happiest camper in the world if Steve Burton would walk back through those doors. Because I'm telling you, this Jason does nothing for me. He should be the lost Quartermain heir, and they can continue that story and bring back Jason with Steve Burton playing him. Because I'm sorry, but Jason Morgan acting like Billy Abbott just does nothing for me.
Yeah. I don't know Billy Abbott, but is that, I don't know. He's just not, I agree with you. If Steve Burton came back and Steve.
I guarantee you, if you go watch Billy as Billy Abbott and watch Billy as Jason, there's no difference in them. And if I wanted to see Billy Abbott, I would watch Y&R.
Can I ask this? I don't know the answer to it. Maybe Tam does. Are these the writers that were writing for Billy when he was Billy Abbott?
Could possibly be.
They were there at some point. I know Gene was anyway.
Gene and Shelley were there, yeah. I think
yes,
so.
They were.
So there you go.
I think, yeah.
There you are. They're writing the same character, maybe. Does that make sense?
Well, I just don't like the way they're writing him. I think if they wanted to ruin Jason, they should have left him dead.
Yeah, they've now destroyed Julian and Alexis for me. He'll never be able to redeem himself after putting a knife to her throat. Never.
Absolutely not. And I don't see why they think that we should buy that.
And as I said,
you don't think there's a way we could redeem Julian?
Absolutely not.
Not
absolutely not.
For his wife's throat. How could you ever? He may be redeemable because somebody forced him and he was fighting for his life or whatever that way. But he's never going to. Julian and Alexis will never be good for me again. Not once that
for sure. Never going to happen. And I actually liked him.
I liked him.
Until he turned out to be a jerk. When he pulled that knife on her and held a knife to her and Sonny had to jump in, no.
There is
no going back from that. And why they think that we think that...
What if there's more to that story?
I don't get how they think that we should expect women to be as weak as they tend to write women to be.
Nobody could have forced a man who loves a woman to put a knife to that woman's throat. There's nobody that could have.
Absolutely
done.
Not.
He
just
did that
like
on
nobody
his own.
Could have forced him to hide behind Danny. When Danny had cancer, he couldn't have been forced into that. He chose to do it. So, no, I don't think they could force him to hold a gun to her, hold a knife to her throat or anything else. I mean, you can't force a man to hurt the woman he loves. I'm sorry. It just don't happen.
And in my perspective as a woman, if a man ever hurt me or put a knife to my throat,
Well, I guarantee you, if my husband pulled that stunt, he wouldn't do it to nobody else. It's just plain and simple. It just don't work that
it's
way.
It's just, listen, it's not okay. It's not okay. And
but it's like all these writers write are weak women or violence against women or something.
It's insulting.
It's sparing.
And you have two women writing.
Exactly.
I know, that's,
you got,
that's
and you have
really
two women writing
the
helm of it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You have Jean and Shelley, both women, writing about that, and I bet you that sends a cord
sends a
down
very
your
bad
system.
Message. Just like having all the rapists on there sends a very bad message. I mean, I'm sorry, but I still think Liz should have been charged with rape by deception for what she did to Jake in the first place. Because, like I said, I refuse to refer to him as Jason. He will never be Jason to me. But, I mean, come on. She knew who he was. She lied about it. That is the definition of rape by deception. So why not use that and educate people instead of, it was love. Well, no. That's not love.
And the Snell storyline? You're interesting. You're really good. I can't. Come on.
I mean, I just don't understand why they expect us to buy this. And why anybody does.
I was okay with Snell right up to just seeing us to see. And then... That's it. Like, why would you ever do that?
Nell just rung too many chords. I wasn't with her since she came out.
I tell you what, somebody needs to just beat the daylights out of Nell.
I can't
Franco using
point
KK
any.
To get to Tom, I don't like either.
He drugs somebody for a feeding bed and then he takes his office.
And I don't think they should expect us to accept Franco just because Roger's playing him either.
This is a doctor, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't either. I mean, it's beyond me why these writers are still there.
Yeah. And,
I mean, come on.
And they just signed another contract, right, recently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I hated Ron's writing, but Ron was 10 times better than these two. And it's pitiful. I mean, at least he could stick with history.
Right.
Yeah, Ron liked history.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, these two just don't respect anything.
I'm part of the older generation, and maybe this younger generation is what's watching GH right now because they don't know the history. It's not flying with you.
Well, and I find it completely appalling that still Baby Lila has not been mentioned not one time.
Right. Oh, off-screen, maybe. Off-screen. This off-screen stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wish they'd provide a feed to off-screen hospital because it's obviously better than on-screen hospital. Because the Liz and Freak hospital just ain't cutting it.
I love you, Margaret.
Thank you. I love you too, by the way.
You're sweet, Margaret.
Thank you.
I agree.
They just know I'm opinionated.
Cam, you were saying you agree with what we're saying, right?
Right. And this is my issue that I have. We have two female writers who are writing women, weak women, who are, and the men are superior. You have Franco, who sexually assaulted Sam. It's okay for Franco to be in Sam's face, but not Tom to be in Liz's. Okay, now Tom went to prison, and Tom is rehabilitated. So, granted, he didn't go to prison for raping her, but he did serve his time. That's more than Franco did. Franco got off with, oh, he had a brain tumor. That's what caused him to do it. So there's no punishment for Frank.
Yeah,
and
I think
I like
he needs shot again myself.
You're good.
Yeah.
Can you fill me in on Tom and Liz? Did he or didn't
Liz
he?
15 years ago.
He did
rape her 15 years ago. Yes,
okay.
He did.
Yeah.
He did rape her, but she didn't file charges, and that's why that he didn't go to jail for that.
Right.
Right.
She was young. She was a young girl when it happened.
Like 15, 16 years old.
Right. And then the other thing.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, why can't we show that you can go to prison and be rehabilitated? Why can't we show that that actually happens? Now let's go over to Alexis and Julian. Julian tried to slit her throat, and guess what? He didn't get punished at all. But yet Alexis
because,
is getting screwed by the justice system once again because Julian is blackmailing her because he's going to tell them, so what? She's got a drinking problem. That's not against the law. She can go to, and I think that that's where they're missing it too. Let her say, okay, I admit I have a drinking problem. I'm an alcoholic. Let me go through detox and all that she needs to do and show her being a strong woman. No,
yep.
I don't do that.
Because,
and that's what
because
really aggravates me is that
because I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have to, because Alexis has always been a strong woman, and the way they're writing her weak is making me angry, and that's why I'm saying it's insulting. You're weakening every woman, and they all have to depend on a man.
Right, and then we have Franco drugged Sam and touched her body without her consent, and the writers acknowledge that that is sexual assault. Now we have Nell drugged Sonny, touched him without his consent, but it's not sexual assault. What message are you sending? It is sexual assault.
Of course, they're sending that as typically double standard. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, they're...
And I feel like these women writers have the opportunity to educate and to make people aware. And I am amazed at the women who do not understand that somebody touching you, drugging you and touching you without your permission is sexual assault. I'm amazed at how many women. It's kind of frightening to think our society isn't educated on that. But the writers, I know people are going to go, but it's a soap opera. I know it's a soap opera. But I still think every opportunity we have to educate, we should do that and make people aware. Okay, there's my soapbox. That's my frustration with General Hospital is you have female writers who are writing inferior women. Men are superior, and they're not telling the story correctly. Okay,
and then,
go ahead.
And to top that off, they're dropping storylines left and right. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, come on, let's face it. Have we even found out what, like, has anybody even looked into what happened to Jake on that island? Maybe that woman that was, right, another dropped storyline.
They were supposed to do that, but it was dropped.
There's two,
who's got the diamond?
Bits and pieces. What we're seeing is bits and pieces. We're not seeing a whole story anymore. And I think it's because, you know,
that's just like them expecting us to believe that Jason was on that island. Well, I'm sorry, but we saw where Jason was at Crichton Clark. We saw where he woke up there.
Right.
Right.
So how was he supposed to be there? I mean, come on, really. It would make more sense for Billy's Jason to be a fake.
Right.
And
absolutely
have the real Jason come back.
I agree.
That would be nice to see.
And I want to can I give an opinion on Jason?
Sure, go ahead, Sam.
Okay, I don't mean to take, I know, Lisa, this is your soap, but I...
Okay.
The thing is with Jason's character is, you know, when, Kelly did an interview, interviews, and she said that she told Frank, if you are going to bring Jason back, Billy Miller is the person to play him. And so
Kelly said that? We all agreed.
Yes. Yes. I think it was Michael Fairman interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, and I got one thing to say to Kelly, because my question is, what was you thinking?
Well, because I think during that interview, her thought was they were going to make him stone cold. And they didn't. And then, sadly, Jason absolutely is this new character. And then their excuse is, well, okay, he can't be a badass anymore because he's been frozen for 2 years and he's a family man now. His priorities have changed. Now, this family man, mind you, cannot carry a gun, but he doesn't go to Thanksgiving dinner with Sam. He hasn't went to one of her OB appointments yet.
Right.
He never has Danny. Granted, I know that the little actor's not there, bless his heart. But my point is, wait a minute. You all, the writers are justifying it by saying he was frozen for 2 years yet, because we all have somebody in our life like that. Okay, fine. Let's go with that. Okay. But then how do you explain the fact that this family man is never with his family? He's not even going to her OB appointments.
Well, my problem with that is this. When he woke up, he remembered Sam originally. You know, he woke up to Sam.
What?
Okay, he remembered Liz griping at him about not wanting to raise Jake, which, I mean, come on, she guilted him into that. We all know that. He had Jason's instinct under Ron. When Jelly took over, he became completely stupid. I mean, I'm sorry, but every instinct he had flew out the window, because these people cannot write stone cold Jason Morgan, and that's why we don't have him. So if you want to write Jake Doe, then give him back the name Jake Doe and let Jason rest in peace, because this ain't him.
And the other issue is that they'll say because it's a different actor – okay, 11 different men played Superman. He could still fly and save the day. 11 different
actors. And kryptonite still kills him.
Right. So,
come on.
How many men have played Billy Abbott? And Billy Abbott is still the same guy. So, still the same character.
That's what gets me. We don't have Carly 1, Carly version 2, Carly version 3, and Carly version 4. So why do we have Jason 2.0, 3.0, what have you? It's stupid.
I agree.
We did not hire Jason Morgan to play Billy Miller. Billy Miller was hired to play Jason Morgan, and therefore he should be playing Jason Morgan, not a Billy Abbott knockoff that was using Jason's name, not this goofy guy that we got with the clown nose and all this stupid crap that Jason would never have done. His sense of humor does not belong with Jason Morgan's character at all, and if he's going to play Jason, the sense of humor needs to go. Steve Burton had Jason Morgan down pat exactly the way Jason Morgan was because Steve asked for the character. Steve molded that character, and Guza had sense enough to write for that character. These people have no idea how to write for him.
And that's the problem. I don't think Billy Miller is actually the problem. I honestly don't think it's Billy Miller that's the problem. I think it's the writing that's the problem. I think Billy Miller could be Jason Morgan.
Yes, I do.
They wrote for Jason Morgan. Because
I have to disagree on that. Unless he can leave his so-called sense of humor and his red nose out of it, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's him. I think that's a part of what they're doing with the character.
Well, according to his interview, he wanted to add his sense of humor.
It was not needed.
Jason Morgan had the perfect sense of humor the way Jason Morgan was written. Jason acts exactly the same with every person he interacts with. It was never that way before. He is written flat as a pancake on this. I mean, there's no ups and downs. He does not change how he acts towards Sam as opposed to how he acts towards everybody else. He doesn't have the same fierce protectiveness that he had with Sam, with Monica, with any of these people. It's like they're monotoning the whole character, and it's stupid because that is not what Jason Morgan was.
Yeah. Monotone, that's a good word for it. It's very monotone. Just the Thanksgiving, I keep going back to that because I think that was the episode that aggravated me the most.
When Sam was pregnant with Danny, she didn't know she was pregnant with Danny, but, you know, after the honeymoon, where did they go for Thanksgiving? They went to the Quartermains.
Exactly.
Where
was he when he was Jake Doe?
At the Quartermains.
With Liz, yes, and Jake, yes. That's where he was. Like, I don't understand.
The problem is he was more of a family with Liz and Jake than he is with Sam and Danny. And Danny's the child he chose to have, the child he chose to raise, and the child that he wanted to have with the woman he chose to marry. But yet he has more of a family with the woman who did not want him to raise her child. And that infuriates me.
I agree 100% with that. We saw more of a family man when he was with Liz than we have ever seen after Jelly, took over, Gene and Kel, whatever you want to call them, since they took over.
Jelly rolls that can't write.
I'm disappointed in the way they're writing pretty much every storyline.
It's not pretty much. What are they writing that's even worth watching? I mean, they're screwing with Sonny and Carly.
Yeah, Jason and Sam
are not even recognizable, and they're absolutely, positively shoving Franco down our throats.
Yeah, and I can't stand it.
No.
I love Roger, and I just can't stand them shoving Franco down my throat.
And then this new rumor about...
the holier than thou and righteous attitude that he has towards, oh, I don't want you in Liz's face, but it's okay for me to be in Sam's. Like, huh? What?
Exactly. Kind of pot meat kettle, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just stupid.
And that little apology that he gave after he realized how it affected Liz, that he gave to Sam, that's supposed to be the redeeming apology? Really?
No, that's another thing they can dream on, because that ain't working either.
Can we redeem Franco? Is he redeemable?
No.
What do you think?
Absolutely
not. At all.
He was never written to be redeemable. He was written as a character for James Franco to come on and do little spots here and there. He was not meant to be a permanent character on GH when he was first written. Let's be honest.
Exactly. And because they wrote him that way, no, he is absolutely not redeemable because of what he did when James Franco played him. And having Roger play him is not going to make a difference.
I'm praying and praying and praying. Roger becomes Todd again. Praying and praying and praying. Although,
I have issues with Todd, too, so I really don't care if he becomes Todd because Todd's not redeemable to me either.
Well, see, I like the Todd character. I always did. Yeah, I don't know. I just like the Todd character a lot better than I could see Todd being redeemed well before I can see Franco being redeemed.
Okay.
I could see that if, which we don't have, Steve's Jason was there and beat the living crap out of him for stealing Danny in the first place, which should have happened before Steve's Jason died, and we didn't get. So, no, to me, it wouldn't happen, absolutely not.
Well, yeah, I listen, again, the character was gone as fast as it was there because of the problems with Prospect Park and all. So I don't think they got to finish that part of Star. I'm sorry. Star went away and came back as Kiki. Like,
right.
Again, I was glad to have Kristen on the show, and it was great, but it was literally done, boom. Like, what? We blinked our eyes, and what happened?
I blame Frank for that, too. Because you know yourself, there is no way that the writers could get by with killing people off that were characters from One Life without Frank okaying it. Okay, when they borrowed those characters, they knew they were not to be killed off.
Right.
And what does he do? He lets them kill off two of them. So he's the one brought the lawsuit on them.
I agree. Back then, I was very listen. I didn't watch ABC for a very long time because I was so angry with what they did.
Well, see, I had that issue with Days of Our Lives one time, and I honestly did not watch that show for 5 years. When they canceled Sunset Beach and Another World, the day Sunset Beach went off, I turned it off, and I did not watch Days of Our Lives for 5 years.
Oh, boy. Wow.
See, we're so
I'm
passionate.
One of those people who, if you screw with my soap opera, forget it. There's no coming back from that.
We're so passionate. We are so passionate. Listen, GH can be fixed. They just have to do it. It can be fixed,
but the main fix is to get rid of Jelly and get rid of Frank because they're the problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know how much influence Frank actually has on the writing. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I'm not sure, but things need to change. They need to go back to the history of GH and not start making new history.
Well, exactly. And if you're going to take and change a historic character, then leave the man dead and just create a new character, because if that's what you're doing anyway.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's what should have been done with Jason. Jason should have stayed dead, because I'm telling you, Billy's version of Jason is not cutting it. And I blame the writers for quite a bit of that, but I also blame Billy for bringing in the sense of humor because it does not belong. And he personally is the one that he brought in his sense of humor. To me, it has no place in the character Jason Morgan.
See, I could forgive the sense of humor if he was written as Jason Morgan with just a little bit, like with his sense of humor. But Jason Morgan, still Jason Morgan. Then I might be able to get over that.
Yeah, and this guy's not even close to Jason Morgan. This guy's so far from Jason Morgan, he could be Spinelli.
Right. And that's the thing. If they wrote him as Jason Morgan, and Billy still brought a little bit of his personality, humor, whatever you want to call it, into it, I would be more apt to be okay with that than I am completely changing the character, everything about the character. Now listen, him and Carly should be like when. Their scene should be like two best friends. They're not. They're not. They're falling flat for me. The scene.
It's like every character that he interacts with, it falls flat because they don't know how to write for it.
Again, I agree. I don't know where we're at on time, Tim. Are we?
We're just finishing up, actually.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Margaret, considering I've kept you guys on here this long,
perfectly all right.
We always love
it's
talking to you.
All right.
I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, definitely
well,
glad you called in, Margaret. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Well, I will call you guys again as soon as I get a chance. But like I said, I just had to call and gripe because I hadn't called in a while, so. If I don't talk to you guys, have happy holidays.
You too, Margaret. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay, you too.
Happy New Year.
Thank you all.
You're very
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like her.
Okay. She's a sweetheart. Are we going to continue with GH or are we a bit, we're out of time,
uh-huh.
right? Okay.
Yeah, we're out of time with GH.
Okay.
We got to go on to YNR. Okay, Tam? What did you think about...
Okay.
What did you think about the transition from Pratt to Sally Sussman?
So far, I'm okay with it. I think the biggest change that I've seen was just the fact that I think that I could see that there was a change was that you saw them going to the court, court's back in session.
And they
and
cut
then
right.
The next thing you.
They took up the next
yeah.
day was right after court.
Right. And so I think that really for me was the main thing that I could see that, this must have been when they cut in, you know.
So
because the only way
my guess is that she's over. Yeah. She wanted the whole Christian thing taken care of.
Yes.
Just like that. Now we can go and we can tear in, well, I don't want to say tear in, but we can study her points from her interview from the insider, and one thing is that she says as far as she's concerned, Christian is Nick's and that's how it's going to be.
I only wish that had been really somehow in the storyline, written in the storyline, so fans could see that, because it's hard for me to get involved in that storyline and feel like Nick deserved justice because, you know, as a fan watching, I only knew that that child really still isn't his, but
yeah. I know what you mean. And I think my take on it, I think she would have loved to work with Justin if he was still there. And
yes.
I think she would have written for him beautifully.
Yes.
I think she would have liked to. But you know how she put it. She says, he's too famous now. He's gone. So she probably would love to have worked with him. And, you know, when new writers coming in, they can put in, she could add a little nuances that, well, we know that Victor and Chelsea know something different, but how she's going to interpret this, she wants to bring back the Victor that she always knew and wrote for. So no more of this dirty Victor, I guess. She's going to try and clean Victor up. She's going to bring back more of the romance for Victor and Nikki and make him, because I remember him from the beginning, that he started out as a insanely jealous man. And then when he met Nikki, things changed for him, and he became more of the romantic type, and that's the type she wants to bring back. No more of this, oh, I screwed my son over a bit. Which I do appreciate right there. How about you?
Yes, I agree. Excuse me.
And I think, this is what I think, I mean, if it ever comes out that they find out that Adam is, if that's how she decides to write it, because maybe she hasn't decided how she wants to write that part of it yet.
Right.
Right? She might be just thinking to herself. And when she does, maybe, and if it's the Victor that she remembers, I would like, my hope is that he will take responsibility for the whole thing and protect Chelsea for his son's sake, because that's what Adam would wanted him to do. Keep her out of it, regardless if she knows. So hopefully, that's what I hope, because I'm always going to be a Chatham fan, and that would pay a lot of respect to all of us Chatham fans who want them remembered as probably one of the only things I think Chuck did right. With that.
Right, yes.
And he had to because of who Justin was, so.
Right.
So
I love that show.
I hope
this is us, by the way. It is my favorite new show. That show is so awesome.
It is. So what the other thing, the other point I liked in Sally's interview was down the line she hopes to undo the tie between Lauren and Jill as sisters. And if you remember Sally's interview, she says, I don't know how in the heck that they pulled that off, she says. Because she says it's biologically impossible. Because she was the one who created Lauren and her family, and she's and her father. And the thing why it's biologically impossible is because both Neil Fenmore and Jill are in the same age bracket. That's how she remembers it. So hopefully they find something else out that Jill's not really Neil's daughter. They do something different. Maybe there's they miss something, but she does have to fix. She does have to fix that. Who Jill really is, though. If that happens. She's very opinionated on what happened to her during that time.
Yes.
And I believe she wants to save it. She wants to save the show. She takes a lot of pride in the show. I mean, she was there in the 80s. I mean, she created the character of Lauren and Neil and Joanna and a lot of others we still see on. She's bringing back Gloria. Yep, she was bringing back Gloria. We see her on December 21st.
I'm excited to see her back.
Yeah. So, is there any... How about you? What point, if you remember, what points do you see that you like or are having trouble with?
Well, I'd like to see Hillary have a bad day. I like for Hillary to stub her toe at least once and have a bad day once. You know, she's just keeps being... you know, ruling the world, although she did get fired today. And I'd like to see Devon and Mariah. And I kind of like the chemistry between...
Between those two?
Yes, between those two. And I'd like to see Billy get involved with Kane's wife.
Billy with Lily?
Lily, Billy and Lily, yes. I kind of like that on-screen chemistry they had the other day. I thought, wow, now that hasn't happened yet.
I think they tried it once, right, in the beginning with Billy Miller when he, because he went, when Billy Miller first came on, I know they tried him with her. So, who knows?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I just thought with Jason Thompson, it would be nice to see how that goes.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be. She does want to, you know, try and mix and match.
Yeah.
And see what happens. So, let me see. What have you liked in the past? What have you liked in the past couple weeks?
Oh, let's see.
I know it's still a Pratt. Was still a Pratt script.
Well, I like a lot on there right now. There isn't a lot that I don't like. I think with Hillary and Devon, they need to give them a better storyline and back and forth with them.
Yeah, I think
so. But
too.
I think today with him firing her might just be the beginning of a really good storyline.
I think it's coming. According to Sally's interview again, she really... She takes cotton to Hillary. She likes her, and I think she wants to build on her. She likes the GC Buzz. She thinks it's a good contemporary, and she wants to build upon. She wants to build upon it.
Excuse me. Yeah, I agree. I do like the GC Buzz.
And let's see what else. We said goodbye to Travis.
Yes.
And I believe that was his decision.
Yeah, that's what I read. But I got that was his decision.
Yeah. And one thing I do feel very bad for Dylan. And I really do, because he feels like he's alone.
Yeah.
In second class. Which he shouldn't, because he's the firstborn son.
Right, but...
But he's not a Newman. Which is crap.
I really hate to see Steve Burton leave.
I do
too. Just throwing that out there.
I do too. I'll miss him. I always like his performances.
Yeah.
I wish they could just sue the GC Buzz because they have to prove defamation of character and libel, and
yeah.
That's what she's been. She's been very libelous. And they have to make it sure that to everyone that libel doesn't always pay the bills.
Right.
You have to pay for libel's bills. She has to pay for it. And I think getting fired, well, that does it a little bit. But she needs to, if one is to be redeemed, then one has to pay for it first. Then you can redeem.
Yes.
That's how I feel about Chloe right now, which is driving me nuts.
Yeah, Chloe really needs to have a bad day soon.
Yep. I can't believe she's out of the house, though.
Right.
And Kevin almost found the dart gun.
Yes.
That's a big tease to the audience.
Yes.
Everyone on Facebook is saying, what is Chloe looking at? What's in that box? And I'm saying it's either her dart gun or it's the wedding ring.
Oh, I'm thinking it's a dart gun.
So what do we have so far? Is there anything you would like to cover?
You know, we talked about General Hospital dropping storylines, and the one storyline that Young and Restless dropped that I always wondered about was the jewelry box mystery. That was the strangest storyline.
You mean Jill's jewelry box? The one that Catherine gave her?
Yeah.
We never did? My memory's fading.
No, as far as I know, it was never really finalized. It was just dropped.
Unless it led to something else. I'm trying to... Unless I can't recall it. And she left her that jewelry box for a reason, but we never found out why.
Right, but we never found out.
There must be another pratfall.
Yeah.
I like to call them pratfalls.
Yes.
So, okay, we can go on. Let's go on to Days of Our Lives.
Days, yes, we got to get Days in.
Yep, we got to get Days in. All right. Did you cry as much as I did when Teresa left?
Yes, I'm really sorry to see her go.
Oh, my God. I think I don't know if I cried so much in about 1 week's time than I've ever cried before. And then that scene with Victor, when he says, "Come back to us, little star," in Greek, and he's saying how proud he is of her, that he's noticed the change in her ways and how unselfish she's being, doing this for Brady.
And honestly, didn't like the way they wrote her out. I just thought that was just, it was disappointing for me because, you know, the character had come so far, she wouldn't have left her little boy. Obviously, but I just felt like that was, you know, why couldn't
someone take him out?
Somebody pulled all the power that these people have, you know, and take him out. You know, get rid of the threat that he was posing.
And Victor says that his father is too powerful.
Yes.
She feared for Brady and Tate's lives. And she didn't know how to end it.
Right.
So now he's trying to make it through. He's focusing on Tate and no other substance, if you get my drift there.
Right. Because
it's that easy. It's that easy for him to do.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we go back to the big surprise with Abby coming back. And Laura admitting that she knew about it. Didn't sit well with Jennifer too much.
Excuse me.
So,
I'm sorry, what did you say, David?
I said the fact that Laura knew that she was still alive didn't sit well with Jennifer too much.
Right. And I don't blame her. And, you know, keeping her quiet up there in the attic, why? Let's get the storyline going, you know?
They go. She's suffering from the PTSD and she's afraid. She's afraid to come out because she
right.
doesn't know how. She doesn't know how to she doesn't know how to deal right now.
Right.
Which I can understand that part, but I feel bad that she's hiding from the man that she loves. And she wants to watch him go on with Gabrielle.
Yeah. Very generous of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and the thing that... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was going to say, you know, she handled Dario very quickly when she said, well, you know, I don't know what that was about, but I'm sure there was something illegal going on there. today, you know, when he said that he was going to tell Chad she was there.
Oh, really? That's the only show I have to wait to watch after this show, our show.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I hope I didn't ruin anything for you.
You didn't. Not at all. So I knew that was coming, though. I knew that.
Yeah.
So she kept him quiet? She blackmailed him?
Yes. Well, that was toward the end of today's show, almost the very end of it. But so far, yes, because she was saying, I don't know what that was about, but I'm sure it was illegal and, you know, so.
So let me see. Oh, yeah. And what Paul and Steve found, they were investigating Dario and his dad, and they found those, were they dolls? I forgot. What were in the packages? They were knockoffs.
They were knockoffs, yes.
So, I'm confused. Do you think there's something illegal there?
Well, today, the guy pulled out some kind of electronic little small disc type of thing. I'm not sure what the correct terminology for it would be. And then the other half of it is in the purse at Dario. Gave his sister that she thought for sure that was her Christmas present from him. She's been wanting that purse. And so he was saying that he can get the purse back, you know, and then that's when so then the other guy pulls out the little like microchip thing and then he leaves and then that's when Abigail kind of falls and makes the noise and he finds her.
Oh, wow.
And that's
to
where today
ended.
Yes.
So do you think they're smuggling something illegal in there?
Yes, they definitely are.
And that surprises me a little bit about Eduardo, that I thought maybe he'd want to be on the up and up and, you know, does it with you?
Well, a little bit, but, you know, he was kind of a bad guy there for a little bit anyway, so.
Yeah. So, what else? What interests you, what caught your interest more?
Well, I'm really wanting to see where Nicole's going with this baby. And, today's scenes are really good when, Deimos was comforting her. You know, she was really missing Daniel, missing not having a baby. And
she can't have one by herself anymore.
Right.
So, and Philip knows where Chloe is, or he's on his way, right?
Right, I think he's on his way, isn't he? Yeah.
And Deimos is sort of following him from behind a little bit? Either he's got someone on.
He's got a tail. I'm under the impression he has a tail on him.
I can't wait till Nicole finds out that Chloe's carrying her baby.
Oh yeah, me too.
This is gonna blow sky high, and I hope they do it like on an opportune time. Do you think it should be sweeps period, or can we get away with it before a sweeps period?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure how they're going to go with that. If today when, you know, it was really nice today, watching her. So they may be able to hang on till sweeps if this, the writing continues and able to pull you in.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know if you read up that their Days of Our Lives is currently dark right now.
Right.
They haven't been taping since November 14th. And they don't go back. They gave them 2 months off. So they go back to taping on January 15th.
And I'm sure that works out financially for everybody, and the cast and crew, everyone gets to spend the holidays with their families.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be nice. And they're so far ahead.
Right.
Why go any further?
Right. Well, the timekeeper in me is saying it's 8:29, so we have about a minute to finish up.
Yep, let's finish up. Let's give our final thoughts on the soaps and the fans, starting with Miss Lisa. I know you're still with us.
I am.
What do you have to say for the fans and the soaps?
I say, first of all, keep watching, of course. Support as much as you can. Get out. If you can get to an event, go. The actors are probably some of the hardest working actors on television, so we should always support them. And support your soap. I know sometimes we're disappointed in it, but we don't want it to go anywhere, so we just got to keep watching, and hopefully things will get better, and eventually things always do. There have been points in time where things were bad, and they always get better. So just keep watching. And actually, I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Well, God bless you.
Yes, and the same for me, too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Tam, what do you have, a special message for the fans?
Yeah, I just, as Lisa said, you know, keep watching. That's the most important thing, is just to keep watching. And, you know, if in our little rant session earlier on General Hospital, you know, that's what keeps us watching, and having the opportunity to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. So, yeah, tonight we were kind of dogged it, but we love the show. And we certainly love the actors, and we certainly want you to keep watching.
So fans are passionate. I mean, we are some of the most passionate people out there. So we're going to voice our opinion. We're going to voice it hard. But we're passionate because we love our soap.
Absolutely.
Yes,
if we didn't care, we wouldn't discuss it. We wouldn't be on Twitter. We wouldn't be on Facebook and General Hospital groups. We wouldn't be discussing it. If we didn't care, we'd just stop and walk away.
If we didn't care.
Oh. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And to close, I just want to wish you both so much happiness this Christmas season. And I want to say how fortunate I am to be sharing the airwaves with you. You both are so in tune, and you know what you want, and it's a pleasure for me.
No,
we
love you, David.
Yes, we love you, David. Thank you so much. That was very kind.
And I'm getting better.
I apologize for my voice. Next time will be better.
It's okay. It's perfectly all right. So on that note, we'll wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.
Yes.
And I'll
happy
let you
Hanukkah.
Know.
Happy Hanukkah, too.
And happy yes, Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, Happy Hanukkah, too.
Goodbye,
good night,
everybody.
All.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.